Okay. Good morning, Rish. That's good. Rish Tzadi Tet. Okay, we're finishing Avdala today. Shir sponsored her for Shlema to Ben Sian Reuven Ben Shendel and Arit Bat Rachel Esther. Zayin. Hamavdil al Hayayin. A person says Avdala on wine, al Shulchano, by his table. Lavdavka, you're at your table itself. It means you're in the same room, same area where you're going to be eating your a meal. It's like a malava malka. So I feel hivdil kodem shenal tal yadav. Even if you did havdalah before you washed your hands, which is what we all do, we say havdalah, and then afterwards we wash our hands right before we do hamotzi. We don't. It's not normal for us to do netilas sedayim, then say havdalah, and then say berkas hamotzi. So. Okay, so the case is, you do Havdalah, and you want to have your Malav HaMalka right afterwards. So then, Poter HaYayin Shebetoch HaMazon She'en Sarich Levarech Alav. So the halacha is, that's just the wine. It's like wine before the meal. It's Poter, the wine that's during the meal. So if you said, when you say Beripriya Geffen on Havdalah, you don't have to say Beripriya Geffen again when you drink wine during your Malav HaMalka. V'yeshomrim. The lo patar. There's an opinion that says it's not potar. Alin kein atayidav kodem shehivdo, unless you washed your hands before you did avdala. Okay, so we don't do that. Haga v'im hivdil techila tzarich lavarich acharav birkat mein shalosh. So this is most explained. This is referring primarily in the yesh omrim that if you hold that the hagefen from havdala doesn't work for during the meal, then you should say mein shalosh. Okay, I'll recap. Let's read the next seif, and then we'll recap. Chet, kesha poter yain shebetoch hamazon she'ein sarich levarich alav. When you are poter the yain during the meal, in other words, you say havdalah, so that works on the wine that's during the meal. Gam ein sarich levarich bracha achrona akosha havdalah. So, since the bracha of hayain from Bar Yipriya Geffen works when you did havdalah for wine during the meal, you also don't have to say a separate Me'ein shalosh and ala gefen v'al priya gefen. You don't have to say that for the kosher havdalah, because when you bench, that'll work on both. When you bench, it'll work also on the wine that you did for havdalah and for the wine that you drink during the meal. V'meinu ala kos echad v'savur sheyaviu lo ya'in yoter. Now, if you thought you were going to get more wine during the meal, it just never came. V'hivdil al oto kos, and you said a ya'in on that first cup. So then, afterwards, no one brought you more wine. So then you just bench without saying wine on the cup. Okay. Yesh mi she'omer shetzarich levarich bracha achrona al kosh levdala. And some say that you need to say a bracha achrona special for kosh shel havdala, even though you said birkat hamazon. Birkat Hamazon doesn't work on the wine of Havdalah. That's that opinion. We do not follow that opinion. So, just to recap, the Kitzur, the Halacha Lamaisa over here, I don't think there's a Machloket. It's the same in the Mishnah Brura, Kafachayim, Bechule, that if you're going to have your Malav V'Malka right after Havdalah, so it seems everybody agrees, don't say Me'ein Shalosh. If when you say Havdalah, you say Beripriya Geffen, don't say Me'ein Shalosh right afterwards. If you're about to start your meal, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes, you're planning to eat your meal very soon. And you don't say HaGeffen during the meal if you drink more wine, and the Birkas HaMazon goes on the Yain Shel Havdalah. But let's say you're going to wait 30 minutes or an hour, and there's a Hefsek. So then you would say Me'ein Shalosh, because we don't... Because then there's a real separation between Havdalah and Shalosh and Seudat Revi'it, or your Malav HaMalka. So, okay. So if you have a real Hefsek, then you would right away say Me'ein Shalosh, but if you're planning to eat soon, then you would not. Okay, Tet. Im rotze lis'od tekef l'Havdalah. If you want to eat right after Havdalah, tzarich lizeher shelo yavi lechem ha'shulchan kodem Havdalah. So when you say Havdalah, don't let there be bread on the table. But if there is bread on the table, no big deal. Just pareis alav mapa umechasenu. So the same thing that we do Friday night and Shabbos morning, we cover our challah with a mapa, challah cover, or any towel. You do the same thing for Malav Malka if your bread is there when you say Havdalah. Right? Lefi shehu mukdam bepasuk, because Eretz Chita, the bread comes before Geffen, and therefore it's a bizayon to the bread if you say a geffen before the bread. But if you cover it, so then it's like it's not there.
It sounds like only if you're
going to
be eating the bread, but if you're
going to
be having
correct. Bread. If you're not planning to eat the bread, then we don't say this. This is only if you're planning to eat the bread. Very good. Okay. Yud. Asur la'asot shum malacha kodem shi'avdil. We're not allowed to do any malacha motzei Shabbos. As soon as Shabbos is over, you're not allowed to do any malacha until you say Havdalah. Now, you can't start playing with fire, you can't start sewing, you can't start doing anything, even whether it's malacha daraita or darabanan, until you do Havdalah. Which Havdalah? All you have to do is to say atachon antanu in tefillah, and then you can do malacha when you finish. Or if you're not davening or you left it out, you just say baruch hamavdil min kodesh lachol. And then you can go ahead and do whatever you need, except for eating, that you wait until you do the Havdalah ala kos. So let's see that inside. Asur la'asot shum malacha kodem shi'avdil. V'im hivdil ba'tfila mutar af al-bi shadayin la'hivdil ala kos. Because here you already did say Havdalah in davening. V'im tzarich la'asot malacha kodem shi'hivdil ba'tfila. But if you want to do a malacha before you daven, let's say you want to turn on the lights in the room to daven marav. So what do you do? Omer hamavdil bin hakodesh uveinachol, or amavdil bin kodesh lachol, below bracha ve'osem malacha. You don't say this with the shame of a machlut. You don't say Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. You just say those exact words, baruch amavdil bin kodesh lachol, and then you're allowed to. Now, what's interesting is now it's only a malacha that's aser, that to do before you do anything. However, the poskim write out, they say anything that's doma to a malacha, that's what's aser, but something like muksa, or tiltil, or to move a candle around, that's not a problem. You don't have to do, there's no, because really, midaraita, as soon as Shabbos is over, you're allowed to do any malacha. This concept that you have to say the words of Hamavdil is only din derabanan, only, and they only said this for a malacha. Also for hachana. Let's say you want to prepare. Motzei Shabbos is Yom Tov, and you want to start preparing now. We're setting the table for Yom Tov. So then, you don't have to set the table for or preparing things for during the week, or you want to fold your talis. Right, there's a custom that Ma'aril points out to fold your talis on Motzei Shabbos. Just start off the week with a mitzvah. Anything you're doing for hachana for during the week, that's also not a problem. You don't have to say the words Amavdil bin Kodesh Shachol, because it's not a malacha. Also, the Magen Avraham points out by Tkiyah Shofar. So people, there's a custom, you say tkiyat, we blow the shofar at the end of Ne'ilah, right? So the one who blows the shofar does not have to say Baruch HaMavdil bin Kodesh Shachol, because it's not a malacha. It's a chokhmah, maybe it's a gzera of kelim, musical instruments, but whatever, it's a chokhmah, it's called, the Gemara calls it, it's not a malacha. So all these, the Magen Avraham says, even by Tkiyat Shofar, I don't know if he would apply this to Tiltil and Achana. He says, even Bein Ashmashas, you're allowed to blow the Shofar, Motzei Yom Kippur. Okay. So Haga, V'chein Nashim, She'enan Mavdilim Atfil, Yesh Lamdam She'omru Hamavdil Min Kodesh Lachol Kodem She'asu Melacha. And the same applies for women. There's no difference. Even if they're not going to daven Marav, if they're going to start doing malacha, they must say the words Baruch Hamavdil bin Kodesh Lachol. V'yesh shomim dekoze b'malacha gemura kama kotev v'oreg. Again, we don't paskan like what the Rama says over here. He says there is an opinion that says this only applies to what kind of malacha? A malacha where you're doing a physical action, has some kind of exertion, and it's you're writing, you're sewing. That's very minimal, but aval hadlacha saner ba'alma, but just scratching what's it called? Just lighting a fire, or just a match, that's nothing. Or hotzah mirashut l'rashut, or to carry from one place to another, it's such a simple, easy malacha, Ein tzarech laze, you don't have to say Baruch HaMavdil. U'mizenit pashat ha-minag la-hakel shamadliki nerot miyad sh'amru ha-kahal baruchu. And that's why there are some who light candles right away so they can daven marav, even before saying the words Baruch HaMavdil. Havala ikar kisvara rishona. But all the poskim are against this. Even the Rama himself says the halacha follows that anything that's a malacha, again, not hachana, not tiltol, not tekiyah shofar, but anything that's a malacha, even lighting a fire, that you have to wait until you say Baruch HaMavdil. Yesh omrim lidlut mayim b'chol matei Shabbos. Some have the custom to pull out water from the wells. Ki beirasha miriam sovev kol matei Shabbat kol habeirot. Because there's a tradition that the be'er of Miriam is floating around somewhere. And if you never know, you might get lucky and be able to tap into her be'er. You never know. Misha pokei abo, and whoever gets her water from her well, v'yishtem imenu, and drinks from it, yizarpeh mikol tachluav, will be healed from all illnesses. The Rama continues, v'lora iti leminag zebra. I haven't seen anyone actually do this. I only heard about it. Misha mosif mechol al kodesh, someone who adds motiv Shabbos, imutra lomar la'acher, shehiv delasa malacha. Okay, so he says, go look it up again on Reish Samach Gimel. He says it's mutter. Right. Okay. Let's see. Cover everything. Yeah, so he puts a half a sentence. Basically says, if you want to know the halacha, look it up in Reish Samach Gimel, which we learned, where he says, even if you are still keeping Shabbos on Motzei Shabbos, you can have somebody do something for you who already ended Shabbos. So he says, look it up there in detail.
I have that before, this sentence.
Okay. So then, interesting, he also points out that for people who want to do ochel nefesh, they want to start cooking on Yom Tov. If Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, the Motzei Shabbos, so there too also one has to say Baruch HaMavdil Bin Kodesh Shachol, because that's the malacha. What? Bin Kodesh Shachodesh. Sounds good. Right. Okay. I think we're good. I think we covered it all. Shin. She is Sader Shulchano v'Motzei Shabbos. So you should set your table on Motzei Shabbos. La'olam yisader adam shulchano v'Motzei Shabbos. Why? Why should you set your table nicely with a tablecloth and food? Kadei le'lavot et ha-Shabbos, in order to escort the Shabbos Malkus. So just like we honor...
On that last point.
Yeah?
If a woman never says Hamadol
Ben-Kodesh
Le-Kodesh, but she hears Havdalah in Kiddush, then...
Oh, of course. Yeah. If you hear Kiddush and you have in mind to be Yotzei, for sure. You don't have to say Baruch HaMavdil if you said it in Tefillah or if you said Havdalah Alokos. Yeah. Okay. But often people, they start doing Malacha before they actually sit down and do Havdalah Alokos. So that's important. Okay. So you should set your table. Just like we honor and greet the Shabbos when it comes on Friday night, so too when Shabbos leaves. Even if you only you're not so hungry, you just want to eat a little bit of a kazayit. Okay, so then you should still set the table and make it look nice. Many point out there's an inyan to eat or to cook meat. You should also have proper food, a proper spread like you do on Shabbos. But also, if one is going to worry about achila gasa, eating too much, you should just eat a little bit, just a kazayit, and some say even fruits enough. Again, there's no real chiyuv mamash to eat on Motzei Shabbos. It's just a proper thing to do. So if it's achila gasa for you or complete not an oneg for you whatsoever, then you don't have to do it. It's an option.
It sounds like the ikar is that you should set the table nicely and have a little bit to eat. That's what we seem to say.
Yeah, that's the minimum. But yeah. Okay. Many point out there's a custom that or a tradition really that there's a bone called the Mishnah Berurah calls it the niskoi and others call it the loose bone. There's a bone, perhaps it's in the neck, and it only and this is the only when Tchias Emetim happens, our bodies are going to be resurrected only from this bone. This is the bone that's going to be it's going to be used or saved in order for Tchias Emetim. Now this bone only gets nourishment from the whole week only from Motzei Shabbos, from this Malava Malka. It doesn't get nourished from the rest of the week. So that's why it's also an Inyan, special Inyan. And just like the other three Shabbos meals are connected to Gimel Avos, so too this meal is connected to David HaMelech. Okay, let's go on. Shin Aleph. Okay, 51 Se'ifim. Let's enjoy. Veze Kelim Mutar Letzet B'Shabbos Veze Mehem Asurim. So, what are you allowed to go out with on Shabbos and not go out with on Shabbos? Okay, so we're assuming there's no Erev, right? So let's see. One case at a time. Aleph. Ein larutz b'Shabbos ele'im kein hu l'dvar mitzvah. So the first thing he starts out with, he's saying there's an eser to run on Shabbos, unless it's for a dvar mitzvah. Kegon le'beit ha'kneset o kayotze bo. Or like you're going to a beit kneset, or etc. Some, you're walking to go visit your friend, or to go for lunch, one should not be running. Because it says, Shelo v'chibato me'asot derechecha, shelo yehi hiluchecha b'Shabbos ki hiluchecha b'cho. We shouldn't walk the same way we do on Shabbos, the same way we walk during the week. During the week, we might run, we might be in a hurry, but on Shabbos, we should look more relaxed. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah says also, one should not jump. That means one should not be like skipping or jumping as they're running. It doesn't mean just jumping in the same place. It means running in a way that's done during the week. But we'll see some caveats. Haga, ve'asur lifsor yoter mi'ama b'psiachas imashalo b'pachas. You should not be going more than an amma at a time unless if you're able to. It means the Mishnah Berurah explains that you can walk up to a when you're walking between one step, the toes to the heel of your foot, there shouldn't be more than a chatzi amma. Your foot's about an amma, half an amma, and in between. So basically, every step you should be going only about an amma, and it depends on the size of the person, the size of his personal feet. But bottom line, the point is you should be taking normal, regular steps. Okay, bet. Bachurim hamit angim ebkfitzatam umerutzatam mutar. But young folks who like to run around and it's enjoyable for them, you're allowed to. V'chen lirot kol davar shemit angim bo. Or if you're running to something that gives you pleasure. If you're running because it's something to give you pleasure, that's fine. V'chen mutar letayel. And so too, you're allowed to walk around, even if the Mishnah Berurah says it's a machloket, but he says even if just walking around is primarily you're having mind for refuah, if you're just walking like you do during the week, that's also not a problem because it doesn't look like you're doing an act of exercise or refuah. Now the basic rule is if you're doing something if you're running in a fashion that's not right, because normally we want you to be walking, but if you're running in a fashion that's for refuah, for the purpose of exercise or maybe bodybuilding, question is how far do you take it? But in general, if you're doing something that's really just for the sake of refuah, that's what's asur. But if you're doing something that gives you pleasure, perhaps even some level of exercise, if you're doing it because it's fun for you, or you're running to go see something that you want to do for fun, or the running itself is fun for you, then it is mutar. Okay. You're also allowed to run away from a sakana. That's not a problem. Okay, Gimel. Hayaholech megiya le'amat hamayim. If a person is walking and he reaches a little river or a little a stream, so then yachol ledalgo v'likvotz aleiha. You're allowed to jump over it. Why? Because you have no choice. It's in your way. Even if you're going to have to be completely jumping in the air, you can't have one foot before the other. It's a big jump. It's better. It's better that you jump over it than you have to walk all the way around. Because again, unless you're going on a Shabbos walk for fun, We say we don't want you to. It's better that you don't do extra walking. Ipnei shemar bebihiluch. It's better just to jump over it. That's what you're trying to accomplish, to get across it. Asur le'avorba, but you can't go through it. You can't walk inside of it, because we're assuming your clothing is going to get all wet. Shelo yavo lidei schita, so that you don't come to do schita on your clothing, to squeeze it out from the water. Okay, dalid. Hayah olech l'dvar mitzvah. Now, if you're going for a dvar mitzvah, kegol nahagil p'nei rabo p'nei mish gadol mimenu bechokhma, you're going to visit your Rav, or it could be visiting a parent or someone who's greater than you, b'chochma. Right? Generally it works, the Talmud to the Rebbe, not the Rebbe to the Talmud. So then, in that case, yachol la'avorba, you're allowed to even go through it, because it's a dvar mitzvah. You're allowed to get yourself wet. Obivat she'aseh shinui. But you have to do a shinui, to give yourself a heker, so you remember, kegon shelo yotzi yado mitachat tzfat chaluko, like you don't take your hands out of keeping them underneath your jacket, right? A little bit of a strange way for you to be walking. You're not used to that. Kadeshi score in order to remind you, so that when you finish getting across, because you remember that your hands are in a funny position, it'll remind you not to squeeze out your jacket or coat that got all wet. You're not allowed to cross over with a sandal. Because we're afraid there's no Erev over here, and we're afraid that apparently the sandal that he's talking about is something that you weren't able to tie on well, and so therefore it can fall off and you're going to end up carrying it, so that you're not allowed to cross with the, basically you're not allowed to cross over with something that could easily fall off. But if it's with a shoe that you can tie on and it's not going to fall off, then it's not a problem. Okay. Right. Okay. Also, just to point out, the Rambam points it out that you're allowed to do other things also for a dvar mitzvah, to cross over a river or to run for. For shiduchim you're allowed to, nichum aveilim you're allowed to, bikur cholim you're allowed to. All these are cases of mitzvahs that you're allowed to do on Shabbos. You're allowed to, of course, going to a Beit Knesset or a Beit Midrash, being Osek B'Tzorchei Tzibur, posking B'Tzedakah, going to Limud Torah, and he even writes Limud Umanut, to learn a profession, because it's also a mitzvah, Iske Kala Omeit, or to deal with taking care of a Kala, or someone who passed away.
It's all within the Tchum.
Everything has to be within the Tchum. You can't go out, yeah. Unless it's pikuach nefesh involved, you can't go out of the tchum.
Okay. They're all involving crossing the river.
It could be. Right. I mean, we're talking about either to cross the river and to get yourself wet, or to run to do it. Whatever. Yeah. Okay. And isha and men and women have the same halacha for this. Okay, they can. Okay, let's go on. Hey, haholech lidvar mitzvah. If a person goes to do a mitzvah, mutar la'avor b'mayim af b'chazara. So if a person's going to do a mitzvah, not only is he allowed to get wet going there, we allow him to come back also to get wet, kedei shelo teyeh machshuh lati lavo, so that he's not discouraged to do the mitzvah in the first place. Vav, haholech lishmor perosav. If a person wants to go to cross the river in order to check his parnasa, to make sure there's no damage, or something of the like, he's allowed to, mutar lo, la'avor b'mayim b'halicha, avalo b'chazara. So your parnasa is considered, you're just walking, and it is your parnasa, so it has a small level considered for these purposes of dvar mitzvah, but it's only a small level. So chazal allow you to get wet going there, but not to come back. Because we know, number one, two main reasons. It's a lower level of a mitzvah, and we know that a person, for his money, is not going to be discouraged to go the next time. We're only to do a mitzvah. If you can't come back, then we know you might not do the mitzvah in the first place. But for your money, we know that you won't think twice.
Well, what's the heter in the first place?
The heter?
Because you're just walking?
Yeah, the heter, well, you're not doing a malacha, you're just walking.
Yeah.
And there's an issa derabanan to get yourself wet. But whenever there's a Dvar Mitzvah, you're allowed to get your clothing wet.
Yeah, but why are you going to check the Parnassus, the Dvar Mitzvah?
Because you're afraid something, maybe there's thieves might be there, maybe there'll be animals there, and maybe there's something you can do, you can call for help. So it's for your, so that you don't lose money, that's, you're allowed to.
It's not against